Welcome to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. The Golden Child and Sharon.
The normal one.
I thought I wasn't recording for a second. What's up? What is this, episode 89?
Nah. I thought it was 88.
No, that was like, we missed like 2 weeks or some shit. It's episode 89.
We missed two weeks. That's crazy. Last weekend I went out, and so it was the end of my finals last weekend.
Yeah.
I took my last final... Well, I took my last final Wednesday, but, like, the brunt of it all was over last week. And I ran into Keys and $5.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, where you been for the podcast? And I was like, hold up.
Oh, yeah, he said that. He's like, every time he be, that's what's cool. He says, always something with her. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I was like, hold up. This semester, at least it ain't been school. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dog, don't play me. Don't play with me.
That shit funny. He was by himself?
No, I don't think he was, but I also don't want to put his business out there, but he was with a young lady, I think.
Oh.
And I was like, but I mean, it was what it was.
Were you by yourself?
No, it was, it actually wasn't even my idea to go out. It was Tony's idea. He was like, all right, you've been tripping. The past couple weeks.
You've been snapping on him?
Not snapping on him, but I have, like, I was really overwhelmed, like, the past couple weeks between, like, finding time to study and prepare for my shit, finish up last minute assignments and shit. I was, like, a little overwhelmed. I'm not gonna lie. And, like, with work, I've been working late hours plus, like,
yeah, me too.
Are y'all like, always, Monday through Saturday.
Are y'all always busy? This time of year, y'all just...
We're not always busy. It kind of just depends. But, like, right now, we're getting ready to switch systems. So, we're a
little
bit...
What does that mean?
That means, like, the system that we use to process stuff, like, our normal everyday shit,
mm-hmm.
is changing to a completely different company. And they call that a conversion.
So, people ain't going to be able to do shit?
Customers can, but it's going to... It's not going to post correctly. It's not going to post like how they want the first week
happens. Fuck up. It's going to fuck up. Say somebody got like $1 million in their account.
Crazy, because my manager went to Alabama for your job, for the training. Yeah, for my job. And she was like, they were adamant that we need to be closed like that weekend we convert. So if there is any fuck ups,
mm-hmm.
we can test the shit out that's not a real account.
Oh, right.
Figure it out, and we can start the week off fresh. And that's not what's going to happen.
Y'all not going to close?
No, we got to work. And we have to work longer hours than our normal hours.
That's this weekend?
No, that's not going to be until February, but I can't take off no time between January and February.
Because
we have to train and all that stuff. But before we do the transition, we any like past account documents or whatever you have to get in the system, like that should take legit time.
Yeah,
which means we can't just do it while we're working. We have to. That's after time stuff.
Right.
So I was like tripping. Like the past couple weeks, I've been really tripping. I'm not gonna lie. I just been trying to cover it up, but mm-hmm. he's the person that sees me every day. So, of course, he knows. And so, finally, when I got to the point to where I could chill, he was like, let's go out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
I
looked at him because it was like, because he got off work early that Saturday, like earlier than normal. And I was at home and he was like, let's go out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Like, I looked at him like he was fucking crazy. Why? He was like, I don't know. I honestly don't know, because normally on Saturdays...
You thought he was going to take you to Cabana?
Oh, no, he knows. He doesn't even want... No, he no. It's not that he doesn't want me to go in Cabana, but...
You haven't been in there yet?
He doesn't want me to go with him.
Oh, yeah, because you know the hole's going
to
be on him.
He doesn't want me to go with him.
He can't have you blocking.
Vice versa, okay? Don't play with me.
Nobody wants your scrawny ass.
Don't play with me.
Except him.
Don't play with me.
He got tired of being dog. He's like, you know
Stop
what?
Stop playing let me, in my comment section.
He said, let me go get a little bony chick. See how that do.
Stop playing in my comments. Thank you very much.
Who played in your comments?
That's what they say. You know, that's that new thing that they say.
I'm like, what happened? I'm like, damn, something happened?
That's that new thing that they say.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, that's what the kids say?
That's what the kids say now. Oh. I'm just trying to keep up. That's all.
I was about to say, damn, what happened? Like, who was in your comments? I know y'all had posted that picture a few weeks ago. Or you posted that picture.
I posted that picture, like, and I was like, I had sent it to Alicia first, and I was like, why? And that was the night that we went. That we went out. Oh, that night was before, the same night. That last Saturday.
That
we
was the night you were just talking to me about. Mm-hmm, oh, yeah. Okay.
And she was like, y'all look like a bunch of high school kids. And I was like, mm-hmm, puppy love.
You're so lame. Why you said it to her before you posted it?
We do stuff like that.
Y'all lame.
It's crazy because Tony was going through all my pictures last night, right? We were just chilling. No, just on my phone. Like, he was just scrolling through all my pictures. And he was
he seen a handsome ass penis. He said, damn, that ain't mine.
I'm not going to lie. I was very concerned.
You got dick pics on your phone?
No, not dick pics. But I didn't know what the fuck I had in my phone. I don't go back just to, like, delete shit. Yeah, I'm the same especially, way. Like.
I got pictures of. I probably still got some news in my phone.
I'm like, oh, God.
From years ago.
Like, do I have anything in there?
But I just don't delete shit. I don't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't go back. I have too much shit in my phone for me to feel like I need to go back.
It's too much work. I got 3,200 pictures on my memory card.
Oh, I don't have that much.
Well, no, I have a memory card, though.
I don't have that much too, but that's fine. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, I've had.
But either way, I get what you're saying.
I
can't,
like, every time I get the phone, I just transfer all the stuff, so it keeps adding up. So I got pictures in from.
That's too much. That's too much shit. First of all, so he was going through my picture. I swear, I was laying there like, oh, great.
Oh, there are some nudes.
Wow, that's crazy.
I wonder if that video of me getting my dick sucked is still on here.
I still haven't told him about probably my Kardashian not. Moment, but
really,
I haven't. I don't know how he would react.
These pictures are out of order. That should be above. That was after I went to the Kanye concert.
That's crazy. Anyway. That's weird. But it was Tony's idea for us to go out. He was like, I think you need to go out. It's been a few weeks and you was doing fine when you was going out. Like, you had that break.
Yeah.
Like, you was able to act normal in between your stress and shit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're right. And I was just, even though I was like, I was legit tired as shit last weekend. And I was like, I just wanted to chill.
Was this your last week or that last?
Last weekend, I took like one of my major finals, but Wednesday was my last official day.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And he was like, I don't care. He's like, come on, get dressed. He hit Janae up.
Oh, she went with y'all also?
She came. He invited a couple of his friends. Richard, crazy was out there.
Y'all, he just happened to be out there?
He lives down there now.
I know, but I'm saying you didn't hit him up is what I'm saying.
No. Oh, okay. I was like, Richard. He was like, sure.
Where y'all was at? Why you made him sound, wait, first of all, why you made him sound like he had...
That's how he sounds when he sees me.
No, you made him sound like he had like a little bit of downs.
That's how he sounds when he sees
me. Wow, that's fucked up.
When he's happy and stuff. I'm telling you.
That's fucked up.
That's how he sounds. So we started at Fibos because Tony wanted to eat. And of course, that's the first thing place he thinks of. He's like, let's go get some chicken tenders and french fries from $5. I'm like, okay. So
he probably hadn't eaten anything.
We went there, and then we went to Crafty Squirrel. Mm-hmm. And then from there, because we went out kind of late.
I was going to say, what time was this?
It was around like, I think we left my house like 10:30.
That ain't late. That's what time you're supposed to leave the house.
Dog, come on now. You know I'm old.
That's the time I be leaving.
We left about 10:30, got down there, and we chilled for a while. But Tony, his friend, like, they walked around a few times. Like, I was just chilling.
Oh, that you and Janae was just vibing.
Because Sean was working, so we was, like, chilling with him the whole time.
Oh, okay.
And then finally, he was like, where you want to go next? And then I was like, all right.
That's what Sean said?
No, that's what Tony said. Oh. And I was like, all right, let's go to Crabs Girl. I want a freaky tiki, the teapot shot.
Oh, okay.
And we get there. They, like, vibe all the good songs. And
this is a Sunday or this is a Saturday?
Saturday. Because, no, I had to work on Sunday. On Monday.
You did? Oh, on Monday.
Yeah, I had to work Monday. God forbid.
I thought you were about to say you were Sunday. I'm like, what the fuck?
No. So, we went to Crafty Squirrel. We was there for a while, and then we went to the Landing. Mm-hmm. We finished off at the Landing. We got into, like, Jenga battles with people.
I didn't know they had games up there.
Yeah, they got... Well, I think it's just Jenga.
Well, still, I didn't know they had anything up there.
I didn't either. I was like...
Maybe that must be new. I see a lot of different places are doing that now.
Look at them. And so we went, but anytime I've ever went to the Landing, anytime I've went out, apparently it's been a bad weather night or something.
Oh, yeah,
the Landing don't be open by the time I get there. So finally I was like, let's go on the Landing. And that Tony wanted to go into the Landing because that was one of the first places we went to when we first started dating. And I was like, all right, the Notebook guy. So let's go in there. And we ended up finishing it there. We ended up finishing our night downtown there. However, the night did not end there.
Oh, yeah, I went somewhere else.
We went to get something to eat. And Richard was like, oh, yeah, let's go get something to eat. And we're like, no, Richard, we're not eating down here.
Yeah, we're like getting in the car.
We're getting in the car and we're going to go someplace.
Yeah.
Get in the car and ride. Or
did he go with y'all?
He came.
Oh, okay.
So we went to Gyro's. And of course, you know, Tony smokes, so he had to stop at the gas station, one of the only gas stations that open at like 2 o'clock in the morning, which is on 9th Street, little ghetto gas stations. And we went there, and I was like, Richard, don't get out the car.
Richard was sightseeing.
He was like, what do you mean, don't get out
the car? He got out of the car?
No, he was like, well, Sharon, I'm not going to get out of the car because now that you're telling me not to get out of the car, I don't know what to expect. I'm like, because you're not going to get out of the car, Richard. Lock doors. And I locked the doors.
Did you get out of the car?
No. I didn't need to get out. Look, he was, Tony literally only took less than 3 minutes.
It you should let Richard go with him.
No. He didn't need to get out. He seen what was happening.
Which one? Y'all went to one on 22nd? We went to one
on 9th Street and 26.
Or 26, rather. Yeah.
And I was like, you don't need to get out of the car, Richard. You see what's happening. And you see what will happen if you got out of the car.
I hate that guy.
Tony had to, like, fucking cuss, I don't know, how many people out in that little short period of time, especially to keep them away. Like, he was like, he got what he needed.
They probably was begging.
You know, as soon as you pull up, they ready.
Yeah.
It'd be like 10 of them motherfuckers, like roaches. And they'd be ready to go.
You should have went somewhere else.
I did at first, and that was the only one that was actually open at that hour.
Oh, okay.
Like, in my area, because we ended up going back to my house. So Richard was like, well, we got this food. And I'm like, we'll go back to my house, Richard. It's fine. I got some shit at my house.
Which y'all took him home afterwards?
Yeah, after we got done chilling, because, you know, it felt good outside last weekend.
Yeah, it did.
So we ended up going back to my house, and we sat outside. All of us sat outside, and we was just chilling.
That's what's up.
And Richard and
fucking Harvardale.
Luckily, I had liquor in my house, and I'm like, all right, I know you be drinking till like 4 in the morning. I got some shit for you. You're good.
Who, Tony?
Richard.
Oh.
And of course, Tony was like, you want to smoke some, Richard? And he was like, and I was like, no. Last time you smoked, you panicked. No. It was pretty cool, though, but I'm glad I got a little break. I'm glad.
That's good.
Definitely glad. What's going on with you, though?
Shit, just working. I did, just been working so many fucking hours. I've been tired. They finally changed our start time to start earlier, so I've been coming in at 7:30 all week, but then I haven't been clocking out to almost 8 o'clock.
Mm.
The other day, I did, like, 12 hours.
Yeah, yesterday, like 2 days ago. Almost 14 hours. And, you know, he actually starts at 6. And I was like,
That's what's up.
Like, today he was supposed to meet us downtown tonight. But
he ended up working late.
Because he was actually supposed to get off. His clock out time was supposed to be at 1:30. His clock out time ended up being at 6.
Yeah.
And I was like, never mind.
But they be driving all over the place, though, right? That's probably why. They can't help
him.
I think
today, like, apparently, like, his truck got stuck somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, certain shit you can't control when you got to drive all over.
That's why I told him. I was like, never mind. We'll try tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, if you show up tomorrow, they'll be happy. Because don't nobody need your work anger right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is uncontrollable. Yeah, they probably
was stuck somewhere hours away or something like that.
Right.
That sucks. Anyway.
Anywho, we've caught up.
All right. See, I went to Art Basel this past weekend. That shit was cool.
How was that? I seen, like, people's, I seen your shit. I seen Olivia's.
Oh, yeah, I had linked up with her.
And then I seen, like, a bunch of random people. Like, their Explore page. Like, on the Explore page,
people
seen a
that
bunch
you follow?
Of random. Not necessarily that I follow, but just like, on the Explore page on Instagram, seen, like, a bunch of random shit. I was like, you know, damn, one day.
I'm gonna do it again next year, but I'm gonna do more days. Like, we had only did, like, I should have went with Livian and went. They
was there before. I thought, I don't know why, in my mind, because I know y'all know each other, so in my mind, I'm like, oh, I know Doc's supposed to be going there.
Oh, yeah, we had already spoke, yeah.
Maybe I thought y'all, like, that was something that was, like, a group thing or something like
not
that.
Not really.
And then I was like, oh, no, well, she's with somebody else. Okay, so Doc's going at a different time.
Yeah,
she was with her
cousin. Yeah, I went the day after. Me and Dre had went the day after.
Yeah.
She was there with her cousin. Her cousin came from California.
They
went Friday. They said they was at some bar. Mm-hmm. And then Livy, she was on Twitter. Like, that's how the whole thing, I was just tweeting about it, like, saying I wanted to go. And then Livy was like, well, I'm going. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll go then.
Yeah.
But she said she was at some bar on Friday night. And then she looked up, and then Travis Scott was right there. Like, what the fuck?
Crazy.
And then like one of the generals was there, and then they said somebody else was there, and they had went to some Tiana Taylor concert.
I seen that.
And they, a lot of that shit they got in for like free or whatever.
I was just, I just watched and I was like, I'm finna live.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff is free. You just gotta like RSVP to it or whatever.
I was like, that's fine. I'm just gonna live through.
Yeah, I think they had with the club Live for some shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I missed all that. I ain't come down until Saturday morning. I got there in the afternoon.
Listen, I got my planners set for next year. Because I did good with planners this year. I was like, let me figure out how to make my life work with planners.
I can't plan that shit like trips. I have to just look at my weekends. Like, okay, I want to do something this weekend. Yeah. And then I'll do
it. That's why I was telling Tony, like, the one trip that me and Tony do have planned out, like days, flights, and everything, is our anniversary, which is in April. And the crazy part about it is, April 30th.
No, I said where? Where
are you New York.
To go? Oh, okay.
Because he really wants to go to New York.
I
want to
go. I'm gonna go next year. Some point. Just one of my weekends.
Well, listen.
One of my long weekends.
I'll let you know the official dates. We have them already set.
I ain't going with y'all.
It's not like one of them type of trips. I just said, I told him that we was going, and he was like, oh shit, yeah, I'm about to tell.
I'm about to what? Right.
He's like, I'm about to tell. It's not like one of them overly romantic trips. It's like, hey, if you want to come, we're going.
Nah, I'll pass.
I was like.
See, y'all all in love. It's just making me sick. It's disgusting.
You're right. You're going to be in a relationship next week. Next year. I said next week. Next year, I meant. I'm not worried.
I'm on these hoes.
You're going to be in a relationship next year.
Having hoes is more fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But there comes to a point where you're going to run into somebody. Even if y'all are doing whatever y'all do together. I feel it coming. I feel it happening in the atmosphere. People that's listening, y'all feel Doc getting into it next year. I'm already in a relationship. With yourself, I get it. And that's fine. However, there's going to be another human being involved. And y'all going to be like this.
Washing my hands? You need some lotion?
No, my hands aren't that dry.
It sounds like a little...
I washed my hands a few times today.
Sound like a little... I don't know.
No.
Sound dry.
They're not ashy looking, so no.
They sound like, what's up with this swoop?
It's just, you know, I cut my hair.
You're messing it up.
Listen, I've been like, get out of my face. I'll fix it for work tomorrow, but don't worry about it.
Why you always roll your eyes when you talk?
Honestly.
You're rude as fuck.
And this is so sad. I'm not going to lie. It has been two people that have called me out to customers.
Because you're rude as fuck.
Customers have called me out. One was like, did you just roll your eyes at me? I was like...
Yeah, bitch, yeah.
And so the thing is, I don't fuck with him. So I didn't even care. I was like, I didn't like what you were talking about.
Did you say it to a customer?
Yes, I don't like him.
I hope he reports you.
I feel like he knows there's some type of, like, issue there.
Yeah, they need to call you into the office. You're rude as fuck.
I've been called into the office plenty of times. Let me tell you something. Last week was fucking rough.
I would have wrote your ass up.
I went into the HR office last week. It's not going
to
be my first.
You went to report somebody? Or they called you in there?
I had to go in there. Because what I did was the HR person was, like, walking in.
What did you do?
I didn't throw anything at anybody. So, listen.
What did you do? Don't try to fix the shit before you. What did you do?
All right, so somebody was, like, questioning me very heavily about something that I felt like I didn't need to be questioned on. So I roughly slid. I slid it. I didn't throw it. I slid something at that person.
What was it?
Mail.
Who was the person?
Somebody that I feel like didn't.
Who was the person?
It's this older lady that works in, like, a... Yeah, she works for the bank. She's an older lady that works in accounting. And I feel like... I didn't like her tone. I didn't like her approach.
Maybe she was on her period.
I don't give a fuck. Don't disrespect me. I won't disrespect you.
You disrespected me just now by rolling your fucking eyes at me. That's what you do.
That's just what I do.
So you just did it again.
I can't help it. I've realized in my life that I cannot help my eye rolls. And it's something that I can't control anymore. Okay? So you're just going to have to let it go.
Put these back on.
That's not going to help. Don't throw my glasses.
See how you say I feel when people throw things at you? See?
I don't care. Don't disrespect me. Don't disrespect me. I got to clean these.
They was dirty already. Don't do that.
I got like this thing in here, my job.
No, don't put no dildos out in here. Oh my God, damn, you got a fat one.
Shut up,
no. It's bigger than the microphone.
I don't know who's gonna listen this week.
Y'all, if y'all can see this shit, damn, and Lou, goddamn. Oh, y'all be having good sex at your house.
We do.
That nigga be hitting you in the back of the head with the dildo, like.
Oh my god, no.
Shut up.
Listen, so my
put it
haircut,
in your mouth. What is this? Oh, that's your eyeglass
cleaner wipe. Thing. So my haircut, I was like, you know, I got a little tail in the back. And
oh, you got a mullet. You got a mullet.
Not a mullet. It's
you
a
have
mohawk.
A mullet. You have a mullet.
It's a mohawk.
Business in the front, party in the back.
Right.
You have a mullet.
And so Tony was like, just turn around. I'm just going to pull that little tail in the back. I was like, what if I will beat you? Is it not enough to just pull like that?
That's what makes it funny.
I will beat you.
That's what makes it funny.
He said, and I could not control myself.
He should put like some, he should get one of those Velcro gloves.
Then he's gonna pull my shit out.
That's your hair, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my hair, but at the same time, Velcro.
Velcro ain't that sticky, you be all right.
It's a little rough. I have soft hair.
Your shit rough too.
Absolutely not. I have deep conditioned my shit. Don't play with me. Mm-mm.
Sharon.
My.
You have a patch right there.
I promise y'all. Y'all listen to him, we gonna have beef. And that's every single 29 one of y'all. I have soft hair. I have a good texture.
We're not talking about your vagina hair.
I don't got none down there.
That's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. You brought it up.
Yeah, but you weren't supposed to confirm it.
Yeah, you know.
You're a married man.
You know I'm playing about my coochie.
Yeah, I know. You're always volunteering.
And let me tell y'all something.
Nope,
I just had
nope.
to get into
we have to go,
it.
We have
about,
a list to go through. We haven't
I
finished.
Had to get into
I'm
going to
cut your mic
how...
down. I'm cutting your microphone down.
Don't disrespect me.
I'm cutting your microphone down. I just cut your microphone down.
You did.
Yeah.
You're lucky I can't see which one it was.
Yeah, because you are tripping. Nobody wants to hear that
Listen.
Shit. Shut up. If you let you behave, I'm not going to turn your microphone back up. You going to behave? Because nobody cares about your little hot pocket. Huh? You said one person does?
That's funny.
I guess right. you can talk again.
All right. Are you having a bad dream? What's going on down here?
What's he doing?
He was asleep and then he got like...
Oh, no. Sometimes he'll lay on his side and play with his rope. His little chew toy.
I'm giving you... I'm stretching my
But anyway. Do you know who... You know who Brother Nature is?
Brother Nature?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that now.
Oh, never mind. You won't be on Twitter. Okay, I'll skip that then.
No, well, don't do that.
But no, because you don't... Well, he's a guy on Twitter. You've probably seen him before. He used to talk to the deer. He's like a Puerto Rican dude.
Did he have, like, other animals?
Yeah.
Like, weird,
he'll be doing
exotic
like,
animals and shit?
A little light-skinned dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shortcut?
Yeah, got like a fade. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My coworkers used to put him out all the time.
Yeah, no, he was at Art Basel this weekend. He got jumped.
Oh.
Or beat up. I don't know if he got jumped or not, but he got in a fight.
Why? Confirmed?
Why? Nah, people was, I guess they were taking pictures of him. He asked people to take the picture, stop taking pictures of him or whatever, and the niggas got mad. But, you know, we from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So, some Florida.
don't tell us what
some Florida niggas was like, no. And then the niggas fought. And I guess it was like a video. I didn't watch it. I don't really like watching
Why
stuff like that.
Why did they fight? I just feel like nowadays people just want to say they fought. Like, what you fighting for? Especially
no, it's just attention because he got like millions of followers. He blew up on Twitter, and like, not like I think he needs a TV show on Animal Planet, but he don't bother nobody. He just wants to like save. He just want to fuck with the animals,
right?
He be like feeding animals and shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, was it like he's not anybody that you like need to feel like offended by because they said no to you?
Yeah, he's literally like he's like a normal guy from you know
right.
what I mean.
I was watching one of my favorite YouTubers. I've been following her for like years.
What she do?
She does like vlogs and she started off doing in the beauty.
Oh, I was
industry.
Gonna say like what she do, like makeup or something?
Yeah, she started off.
She's somebody you know? She from here?
No. Oh. She's just one of the YouTubers that I got caught on or whatever. And she made one of her recent videos. Because, you know, like, YouTube, they do, like, this Vlogmas where they do videos every day.
Yeah.
For a certain period of time.
Some of them do that, yeah.
Some people do it for, like, 12 days. Some people do it for the whole December, whatever. So, that's what she's doing. And one of her videos was basically discussing, like, why she chooses not to post her personal life anymore. Like, why she chooses not to vlog anymore.
As much, yeah. That's just a
like,
lot.
Anything that deals with, like, her personal family or whatever. And she was like, you know... People have to realize at the end of the day, YouTubers Instagrammers, they're not celebrities. They're not legit celebrities.
No, they are, though. It's just a different type of celebrity now.
They are. And she was like you know, a lot of them don't have PR backing them. They don't have, like, a full team handling the work for them. Like, these are people
they're doing it themselves.
They legit have to handle themselves. They have to plan it out themselves. They have to record it themselves.
Yeah.
Edit a lot of them. Still edit themselves.
Yeah.
So it's like, at the end of the day, you know, they're still just as human as the person that's sending a comment to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or just as human as the people that's walking up to them expecting some type of... And I get it to a certain extent, because it's like... But at the end of the day, you put yourself on some type of public platform.
Exactly. That's what I would hate. I don't want to be famous. I would hate,
like,
to be famous.
Her personally, she has, like... 2-point-some-odd million followers.
That's famous. Fuck all that. I don't care.
That's what
I'm saying.
And then your Instagram is over 1 million followers.
Yeah.
Girl, I don't know what type of attention you was trying to seek with that many people backing you.
A lot of them people, I don't think they expected to get that big, and it just gets that big.
And it's like, watching her, I don't think it was her beauty skills that kept me following her. It was legit, like, her personality.
Yeah.
And it was her vlogs, like her vlogs that was like, okay, this girl motherfucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, she looks like somebody that, because a lot of times, and a lot of females nowadays, like, especially my age, that realize has been trying to do the whole makeup thing themselves and realize it's not as easy as these YouTube motherfuckers make it seem.
But they've been doing it for years. That's like with anything, though. You ain't gonna pick up a pair of clippers and be a great barber. That shit takes years.
That's absolutely. And that's very true. However, there's also the editing parts. You can take out certain shit. You can filter certain shit.
But it's not even that. Like, that shit, like, but that shit ain't easy.
It takes skill.
No, what I'm saying is, like, with the whole, like, editing shit, like, people see the one part, but, like, I don't know why, but women aren't as tech savvy as men are for whatever reason. It's getting different now, but, like, girls, like, a girl could be raw as fuck at makeup, but she just don't know how to edit a video. Right. Like, she might not have the patience to edit a video or something like that.
That is very true.
You know what I'm saying? But clearly, like, a lot of them know how to do it because they got, like, their own YouTube channels and stuff, but that shit ain't, I know how to edit a video, but that shit, if you wanted to come out good, that shit is, like, meticulous. Mm-hmm. That's why I like it, though.
It's like one of those, like, where her personally, like, she was one of them type of people that I kept following only because she was more realistic.
Does she still post videos? Videos?
Yeah, she still does her, like, you can legit see her progression. Like, you can't look at her shit and be like, how the fuck you just went from that to that? Like, you legit see her progression, and she's very honest in her videos. Like, she'll say, well, y'all mentioned in the comments.
What's her name?
Brittany. What is her? Yes. She has, like, her first and last name.
Oh, it's just her name.
And she's, like, from the UK.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but...
I met a chick from the UK in Miami 1 year at Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. I'm gonna go.
Livy just went.
I seen that, too.
Like, last month.
I'm like, this motherfucker here.
Yeah,
like,
she got family over there. She stayed with them.
I wish, you know, sometimes I wish. I need my family to go abroad. I was like, do I need to be that person that makes
you
that happen?
You ever seen that movie, National Lampoon,
yes.
Family what was it? What was
it's
it? European,
like,
vacation when
it's
they went.
Different ones, yeah.
That's what you got to do. You got to make the whole family go.
Yeah, it's different. Last night I was watching the Christmas movie, the National Lampoon's.
The Christmas one. Yeah. He was supposed to get his Christmas bonus and his boss. He had kidnapped his boss.
I swear, I was like
Clark Griswold. That shit is hilarious.
It was late as fuck, and I'm sitting there trying to hold my laughter in. And Tony, like, at one point, he was like,
"It's so funny because it's so stupid."
That's exactly right. Yeah. And like, I don't know if he just woke up and was watching it before I realized he was up. All I heard was, "If you don't turn this motherfucking TV off," and I was like,
"Nigga, you going to live room?"
I was like, "I'm not. I'm watching this movie."
That shit was funny.
All of those shits is funny as hell. Chevy Chase.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He done got fat now. He big as fuck now.
Really?
He used to be skinny as shit.
Back in the 80s. Or whatever that was. I think that was the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I have not looked him up. But
anyway. Do you listen to Lizzo?
You know, and I'm going to be quite honest. And I might be one of the one females. You know, I honestly
She probably doesn't
know.
Like music. She doesn't like. She probably don't make music for you. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's not that I think she's a bad artist. I think her music is good. It's just not something that I can listen to.
It's too poppy.
It's nothing that I, like, say to myself, ooh, I'm about to pull Lizzo up.
Yeah.
Like, literally. I'm not saying it's bad.
She's
it's
a pop artist at this point.
At this, very much so. Like, even, like, one that, you say you want a baby.
Yeah, that's
like,
the only one I know. Like, even that song,
I'm like, it's all right. What y'all hyping it up?
It's just a little
like,
pop song, that's all.
Yeah, I'm like, what y'all hyping up for? It's not bad either, but I'm saying it's not...
Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy, yeah.
But I see she was pretty popular. She's been pretty popular on the internet.
Yeah, she's
week.
Kind of annoying.
Yeah, me and yeah. I seen I seen her recent outfit choice.
Yeah,
and that's my biggest thing with her. It's almost like
I feel like it came out of nowhere. I feel like it went from like everybody fucking with her to now it's like she just get on people's nerves.
That's the thing. Like, it was like, I might not listen to your music like that, but, you know, I fuck with what you stand for.
Yeah.
Like, you literally, like, you show your confidence, like, you out there. Cool.
I thought you was going to say something totally different.
What?
You show your coochie.
She basically did.
No, but I thought you, but in the like, context, in the context of what you were saying, like, you were saying, I thought you were saying it like it was a compliment. But, yeah, go ahead.
I just, like, it was, like I said, like, you know, people could relate to her music, you know, and she had her own way of expressing herself. Cool. However, she had her look to her, and she was very confident. She was showing people, fuck with yourself, whatever. But I think she's taking that hype that people have given her and gone a little too far with it.
Yeah.
To the point to where it's like, you're just doing too much. And the thing that did it for me was when she wore that outfit. I can't remember what award show she was at, but she wore the outfit and she had the purse.
Oh, yeah.
That was like,
she had like an orange dress on or something. Yeah. That was funny.
And I was like, all right, Lizzo.
I thought that was funny. I didn't mind that.
Her concept of why she did that.
Oh, she explained. Oh, I didn't know she explained it.
She basically said that purse represented the amount of fuck she gave. Like, she felt to how other people felt about her.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, all right. Caption, hilarious.
I just thought it was funny.
Cool. And then recently, her outfit choice and her reasoning behind it is like, maybe just a little bit too much.
Like, I just be getting aggravated about shit like that. Because I really don't give two fucks about none of this shit. Keys had called me, I think it was last night. I'm thinking this nigga got something important to say. Like, about, like...
He thought you were about Lizzo?
Yeah. I thought it was something about, like, maybe, like...
People
like,
been tripping about
I
that.
I thought it was about, like, his baby mama or something. Mm-hmm. Like, or just some life shit or, like, a job or something.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, how you feel about the little situation? I'm like, I know she showed up to like a basketball game, her butt was out or something like that, right? And he was like, yeah.
Everything was out.
He was basically saying like, yeah, because he was saying like, why people care so much? Da, da, da. He said I feel like she cares. People acting like because she's famous and da, da, da. I'm sure like she's just doing it for attention. But I said, bro, honestly, bro, I don't care. Like, yeah. I don't give a fuck. Enough.
And that's the thing. Like, the only time I actually pay attention to that type of shit is if somebody sends it to me on Instagram or if I'm scrolling.
Yeah, I don't
read
go looking
quick,
for that type
but,
of
like,
stuff.
The minute I scroll past it, it's literally, like, out of my mind.
Yeah.
So, when I seen it on the Shade Room, and I was like...
Yeah, I don't follow the shit. Only reason I heard about it is because I listened to Joe Budden podcast, mm-hmm. and they was talking about it, but I really don't give a fuck. It's like,
I seen it on the Shade Room. Like just, I said,
at this point,
it's
just, I'm getting it through, like, third party, like, but it's just annoying at this point. It's like, okay, I don't want to hear about this no more. Now she getting on my nerves, and I don't even care.
Right, but I think it's, people have dragged it too much, especially because she's using like, when Rihanna did the net thing. Rihanna's different from you, boo.
She
like,
did the net thing.
She, the outfit that Rihanna wore to one of the Grammys.
I don't remember.
Probably 3 or 4 years ago. Probably four years ago.
I probably seen it.
It was like the all sheer and like her.
Yeah, but that's Rihanna.
Out.
This is different.
She had a little thong on, and Lizzo tried to recreate the look her way. And her thing is, well, Rihanna did it. Why can't I do it? Rihanna was my inspiration. You're not Rihanna. And right. At this point, you do a lot of drastic things, so a lot of people, you know, catch that attention that you're trying to grab. In my mind, when somebody's, like, purposely planning out drastic shit, it's an attention. It's like an attention-seeking thing.
Stop.
I think anybody would think that, you know. I don't know. Anybody would think that. And, like, she's just trying to justify it, and it's like... You don't, if your music is keeping people's attention, which your music was. Yeah. Like, your music and your performances has people's attention. All that extra shit that you're doing right now, you don't gotta do all that.
Does she tour? I don't ever hear nobody saying they're going to the Lizzo concert.
I don't know if she's touring. I don't follow her like that. But yeah. I know, like, she's been on, like, a lot of, like, recent award shows. Like, she's been headlining and shit.
Yeah, I know
and
that.
And honestly, like, I didn't know she was that big. I think
because the white people, because she's like a pop star.
She is definitely a pop star. Like, my manager loves, and, like, my manager was like, she's like, I, like, relate to her. And I was listening to her music one day, and I'm like, I'm not sold, but okay, it's not terrible. Like, it's not bad music, but it's not anything that I feel like needs to be overly praised at the same time.
She don't make music for me.
They definitely not. No. And I'm like, she's one of them people that you be like, all right, boo, you cool, but I'm sick of you. Like, sick of you.
Yeah. Like, no,
you've done enough. Your relevance is there.
Wait, one person is getting on my nerves. Will Smith. I'm about tired of Will Smith.
Somebody else mentioned him, and I was like, wow, I don't want to come to terms about that, but it's true.
He kind of aggravating.
I think it was Tony.
He just aggravating.
And I was like, Will Smith?
Yeah.
I don't know if he was watching Fresh Prince. He was like,
I know I like the show, but like, I just now, like, if I see my, like, I'm not finna see that new Bad Boys movie. The shit looks trash.
Yeah.
His other movie that just came out flopped. But that shit didn't look good, though. That Gemini Man one.
Oh, Gemini, I think. But Tony said he watched clips of it illegally. He's like, it's not worth
it. It didn't look like it was gonna be good.
He's like, it's not worth us going me paying for tickets for us to go to the movie for it. I'm like, all
right. But I've already seen that concept a million times. Like,
He's done it a few times.
No, not him. Just the movie. Like you've seen movies like that before. Not necessarily from him. Like a younger version of you trying to kill the older version of you. Like, you've seen that before. I've seen that like two other times.
What was that movie that he had that was like that though? He had a movie.
Not him. I'm just saying in general. Like, there was a movie called Looper with Bruce Willis, and it was like, And then what was the other one? It was another one. That type of shit happens though.
Wow, Bruce Willis, man.
That fucks with Bruce.
He used to be a great actor.
He hasn't done anything. No, he did some shit.
What?
I think the last movie was what, Red?
I didn't see that.
It was like about the assassins or secret agents or whatever.
I just know, I don't think you're gonna see it. Queen of Slim.
I wanted to see it, but now I don't think I want to see it anymore.
Damn,
Bruce Willis, 64.
Exactly how you feel. Like, I've seen somebody, like, mention how, you know, Queen of Slim was ruined for them. And then they seen the movie, and it was even more ruined because of the message that Queen of Slim put. And I feel like they went a little bit too deep. I feel like people think, and this could...
He had a movie last year, Death Wish.
Death Wish?
Yeah, I didn't see it. It came out in 2018. I was just trying to find his most recent movie.
Yeah. But, so this girl, she had made a post on Facebook about why she felt she was disappointed in Queen of Slim.
Mm-hmm.
She was probably the only, you know, her and maybe, like, two other people outside of all the over-the-top reviews I've seen about Queen of Slim. Just one of the ones that had like a reason why she didn't feel like it was that great of a movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's not that because of the filmmaking, like the directing or the acting of the movie was bad. It was just the message behind the story that she felt like it could have been, you know, depicted better than what it was. And I agree with her and disagree with her to an extent. Only because, and I say I agree with her, I was in between because I didn't see the movie myself yet. Because I was like, well, what the fuck? I don't know. But she says it was because, so I feel like she broke it down from a race standpoint.
She was black?
Yeah, she was black. She felt like, okay, that was, you know, that movie could have been that movie to help us show how to better fight for, you know.
Oh, it's like a missed opportunity. She's trying to say it's a missed opportunity.
You're right.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those things. It's like, all right,
I just heard it wasn't good. Like, I heard, like, it was
it
just...
It was bad.
Like the trailer... Because the trailer made it look like it was going to... Oops. Yeah. Like, it was going to be good. But then I heard, like, when you go to see it, it just...
It doesn't have that.
Yeah. I might still check it out, though. Because I like the... I don't remember his name, but the guy that... What's his name? Dan? No, that's somebody else. I can't remember.
The guy actor. I like him.
Yeah. Is it Dan? No, it's not Danny. Danny's the other guy.
I don't know who. I don't
it's
know
a lot of
name.
Fucking British people, because you know he's British, mm-hmm. that are like actors or whatever.
He, I don't know why. What the fuck? I'm kind of mosquito bit me. But anyway, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people was expecting more than what they got received from the movie.
Who directed that movie?
Was it, I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
But, like, from her, it's like, I don't know. I get what she was saying, and I completely understand what she was saying as far as, like, damn, like, you know, we definitely could have used that movie as, like, a voice for us or something like that.
Got 82% of Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty good for Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty good.
But, I mean, how do you feel? Like, I feel like
Melina Matasoukas? Never heard of her.
She's the actor, the main actress. I think that was one of her... Was that, like, her breakout?
No, that's the act. That's the director that I just...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I know the girl that was, like, the main actress. Wasn't that, like, her breakout?
Oh, Lena Waithe wrote it. Okay.
Her breakout film.
The budget was 17 to 20 million. Lena Waithe been getting her money.
I don't know
what Lena Waithe is, right? Oh, yeah. You watched that one show. The Shire, yeah. I think she EP'd that. Mm-hmm. What you about to say, though? My bad.
No, you're fine. I just felt like... I don't know. Maybe it's just... I feel like movies is our break of reality.
Yeah.
So, I understood what this girl, particular lady, was saying on Facebook about why she felt like the movie could have been better. Because she said, outside of that, the movie was good.
Just that
However,
little...
the message could have been better.
Right.
So, my thing is, I don't know. I feel like everything that we are involved in, entertainment-wise, does not have to necessarily be about the negatives that's happening in the real world right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, granted, the movie was not like this uplifting, happy-go-lucky movie, but it doesn't have to be. No, but like the message behind it, like, I don't think it needed to be... I didn't think it needed to be based on like a race situation either. Like,
But I think that's the whole point.
Well, I felt like they was going for like a Bonnie and Clyde type
scenario.
That's
what I thought it was too.
That's what I took from it. So it's like, let the shit be that, you know, like.
But Bonnie and Clyde, they was fucking criminals though.
They were criminals. Yeah. This guy, he shot a cop.
On accident or whatever. Yeah.
He was trying to basically cover himself. They weren't just out killing people.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like at this point, I feel like it's time to change the narrative.
You just tired of like,
it's like
black,
every little thing.
What they call that shit?
Black shit.
No, not the pro black shit. It's like the same vein as like slave movies and it's like movies about like black pain. I can't remember the name of it, but
it's like, you know, change the narrative up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, everything does not have to show or be that depressing shit. You know, that's out there. And granted, like I said, this movie was not this extremely uplifting, happy movie either. But it didn't have to be centered around, like, a complete racist vibe either.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't. I don't know. Like, I was hoping it wasn't that. Like, I was hoping, well, make it the fucking Bonnie and Clyde shit. I like the original Bonnie and Clyde movie.
I know they had a movie.
Like, keep it. Yeah, they had a movie. They had a movie and they had a documentary. And I was like, okay, remake that shit. Cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the full out. Like, I feel like it's time to not tuck it away because it's still an issue. Definitely still an issue.
Yeah,
but
we don't need a new slavery movie each year.
Yeah, like we don't have to live this shit every single chance that we.
People in Germany don't watch Holocaust movies. Right. They're not making Holocaust movies every year.
That shit has been gone and sailed. You might see a documentary here and there, but that ain't nothing that the Germans put together.
Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't just show their own people that shit. It's just weird.
I don't know. I was like, I get you, but I don't get you. I'm still gonna see. My sister's coming down next weekend, so
Is next week Christmas break or the week after?
The week after is Christmas break. They'll be here on the 22nd, which is next Sunday.
Is it?
My little sister says she wants to go see it, so I'm gonna go see it. I'm gonna get my own opinion.
Right. Yeah. 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 That's yeah. You should get your own opinion. I'm still gonna see it.
But cause I still think it's a decent movie. It might be a decent movie, regardless of what everybody was expecting. I don't think it was like a terribly made movie. I didn't see it being like a movie that people was like, this movie just sucks. The acting sucks. The production sucks.
Right.
I think people
would. And I'm sure it's not going to be like, I'm sure the cinematography is going to be good because right. Lena Waithe and everybody else is a part of it.
I think people put their own story together of what they expected of this movie due to the previews.
Yeah, that's how it always is. People just, you get your own.
Yeah.
What's the word? I don't know. But yeah, you get your own like ideas from it. But that's the whole point of a trailer.
Yeah. I mean, you're not supposed to be able to tell the story through the movie. Mm-hmm.
It might be some crazy twist at the end. Who knows? Right.
Movies that tell the parts all through the trailer. Well, that to me is a waste of money.
Yeah, it is. That's why I don't really like to watch. Well, certain movies do it right, but like that's why I don't like to watch certain trailers. Like, it makes me not want to watch the movie.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They get to the point where I don't even really like to watch the trailer. Like, let me just see what it is. But sometimes you kind of got to. To a certain extent, I don't know.
You have to, like, form your own opinion.
Yeah.
I think people are losing that.
Duh.
Like, not losing it, but I think that's been lost.
Yeah. People always gotta,
That's definitely been lost.
They want to go, they call it a group think. Mm-hmm. That's why I like just doing shit by myself. Like, just, I don't know, I like being able to get up and go and do shit and mm-hmm. think by myself. Like, because people don't be doing that shit. They just think that. They go with what everybody else thinks.
Last Sunday, I was just chilling. And I went and picked my dad up from the airport.
Oh, is he back?
I dropped him off. He's just back for a couple of weeks. And I dropped him off to his truck. And I just left. And Tony was like, well, are you going to, like, call? I'm like, no.
What do you mean you just left?
I just went and got me something to
eat. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, like, I was just chilling. Errands. I was just chilling. And I was, like, sitting down and minding my business. And he was like, well, are you not gonna? And I'm like,
not gonna no. what?
I don't know if he was like, you know, it was just the idea that I was by myself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, boo, believe it or not, this was my life before you. Okay. And
confusing me. Like, what did he think? What I don't understand. Like,
he's one of them.
He's like, you're not gonna what? He didn't finish his sentence?
I knew where he was going with it. Like, he was expecting me to, like, call somebody to come, like, keep me company. Oh,
meet up with you.
Meet up with me or something like that. I'm like, no. Quite enjoy.
I'm going to poke you in the face.
This time.
I like my
you know,
being by myself.
But, you know, people, when you're in a relationship, people take that at. People, not saying that he was, like, you know, self-conscious about me being by myself.
Yeah.
Especially out in the public. But, you know, ideally, a lot of people in a relationship is like, well, if you're by yourself, why do you want to be by yourself? Like, if you're not going to call on nobody.
But you,
like,
can't be up under each other's ass all the time, though.
That's
either,
what I'm saying.
Right?
And we're not. So, like, he wasn't, like, tripping. Like, he didn't go asking me a whole bunch of questions later about me wanting to, like, chill
He was just trying to make sure
I was okay.
Yeah, make sure maybe you're going through something or something.
Right, he was just making sure I was all right. But, you know, a lot of people don't think like that. People take that.
Bless you.
Mm, people take that and they're like, is she all right?
Yeah, or who she the must fuck be mad at me.
Or, you know, like, it
I didn't even think of that. I was thinking, like, maybe she mad at me type shit.
No, it's
I don't give a fuck who she, if you... I'm the shit. So I don't. Maybe that's me being arrogant. I don't give a fuck who you with.
Listen, people take that as like, this is my time. I need that space.
And that's important.
I need to chill. And like I said, like last weekend, I had one final left last week. I could finally fucking just breathe. You know, like that was something off my shoulders, off my chest. So I was gonna enjoy that time. Do me a little shopping. Go get me something good to eat.
Yeah.
You out chilling? Cool.
This was like night. This was like an afternoon.
No, it was just an afternoon. Oh, okay. It was like early afternoon, and I was like,
"That's good."
No, I'm fine. I had me a couple drinks. Had me some food. I was good.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's very much so necessary, but I don't know. A lot of people just don't. I don't know why. I just noticed like a lot of people don't take that. Feel like that time is necessary.
Yeah, they just stop. They don't know how to do stuff by themselves.
No, people get wrapped up in a lot of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like doing stuff by myself.
I enjoy it. I think, like I said, like, last night he was looking at my phone. That was his first time, like, actually looking at all the pictures in my phone. That was the first time I looked at all the pictures in my phone in a long time.
It's been a long time, yeah. And you never think to look at them.
He went back at the pictures that were before him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, when did you do this? Who was you with when you did this? And I'm like, probably nobody.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what about this? I'm like, honestly, probably nobody.
She probably don't even remember.
And that's what I told him, like, I don't remember, but I can tell you now. If it was not with this person, it was with nobody.
Yeah, because it would get to the point where you know who you be.
I know my little circle. It hasn't changed much. But it's like, he looked at me like, so you just used to be out. And I'm like, yeah. Like, I got lazy. Like, this period, it wasn't because of you. It's just because I got lazy. But ideally, if I wanted to do something, if I wanted to go to the bar.
I don't think that's being lazy, though. Because that was before you was in school.
That was before I was in school. Back to school. That was just before a lot of shit. And, like, before my priority level changed. Mm-hmm. So, ideally, but if I wanted to start that back up, I wouldn't have an issue being like, well, if you're not around, I'm not going to beg people to hang out with me. And I'm not going to expect people to change their plans, meet up with me.
Yeah. That's why I like doing shit by myself, because I ain't got to wait for nobody. I can get up and move, do what I want to do.
Yeah. Like, that's why I don't beg you. If you tell me you finna go do something.
Yeah. Now, if I'm out and you see me out and you ask, like, or you see me post something, you ask where I'm at, I'm like, yeah, you can come pull up. Like, I'm not saying, no, you can't come, but I'm not finna go out my way going through my phone. Yeah. People are like, oh, I don't know. I'll let you know. Like, all right, bro, I'm not doing that shit. We too grown for that. I need you to be like, oh, yeah, yes or no.
It's just easier that way.
Yeah.
So, and, like, it's been times, like, I've gotten used to, like, going to Starbucks to, like, study, write
papers. Oh, yeah, a lot of people do that.
So.
That's what Jasmine used to do.
I didn't realize how relaxing it was, especially when you sit outside.
Yeah, she said she, like, because I guess you can focus, less distraction, I guess.
Yeah, because you don't know anything around you.
Do they even have TV in Starbucks?
No.
See, that's good.
It's nothing in Starbucks except for Starbucks shit.
And they got like Wi-Fi.
They got the Wi-Fi, yeah. So you can pull up with your laptop. And you're not the only person that's there. A lot of the Starbucks is filled with people that's
working on stuff.
I got used to doing that. And then it was like one time I went out. Like, I was like, I need a motherfucking drink. Mm-hmm. I stopped and got me a drink.
Right.
And I went home.
Yeah.
And I had me just a lovely time by myself.
Hell yeah.
It was like, it's alright. Love yourself.
Yeah, a lot of people, they're not used to doing stuff by themselves. They feel like if they don't got the crew, then it's like they don't want to go or something like that. You'll miss out on life acting like that.
Somebody had made a post that I knew. I was like, have y'all gone to the movies by yourself? Everybody was like, no. I ain't going if nobody da da da, and I'm like, y'all need to grow up.
Shit, I like y'all going. Need to grow I can go up. Early. I go to movies early and on off
early
days.
I don't want
nobody in that bitch.
Listen.
I want to be in that movie by myself. I don't want to hear no fucking babies crying. People getting up and walking. Shit, I'm going by myself.
My point, hell, if you want to stretch out horizontally, you could, because you're the only motherfucker in the shit.
But I'm going to be pissed off, because I like going to movies, so if I go with somebody and they not ready when I'm ready, I get mad, because now it's like, if you make me late for this shit, it's going to throw my vibe, because I want, especially if it's, don't let it be some shit I want to see, like, if I, like, when I went to go see Endgame, like, motherfucker, I was going to be mad if motherfuckers made me late to see that shit.
Right. I'm telling you, like, shit like that, it's like refreshing.
Yeah.
It's your nerves you can reevaluate some
shit. It's important
shit.
To have that time. You gotta be able to have that time for yourself to think.
And people, listen, if you're in a relationship, that time is still very much so important without the person you're in a relationship with.
Oh yeah, that's true. Y'all gotta have breaks
you
from each other.
You can still do that if you're in a relationship. It's perfectly fine.
You have to have a certain level of personal privacy in every relationship.
Exactly. Because
and that doesn't mean you do nothing bad.
You're
it's just
not
like,
doing it the wrong.
That's it.
You're not doing anything wrong. Like, last Sunday, when I was chilling, doing my own thing, I was like, I told Tony, I was like, I need to relax. I need peace.
This was when he was at work?
No, he was off. He's off on Sundays.
Oh, this
but
is Sunday.
I was like,
oh, okay.
I just need peace. I need to relax. He was like, all right. And I was like, now listen, you can hit me up at this time. If you ain't doing nothing, and I'm still out, pull up.
Where he was out too?
Yeah, he was chilling with his friends. And I'm like,
that's good.
Yeah, so like Sundays, normally what we'll do is we'll go, first we'll wake up early and we'll go like grocery shopping and shit together. And then we separate. Unless we have like some shit planned. All right, go do your thing. I'm gonna do my thing. We'll meet. Just be chilling. By, normally we home together by 6. Maybe between 6 and 8. I'm not even gonna just
to get say ready, 6. Get ready for work the next day.
And we just be chilling and that's enough.
Right.
That's enough time.
You get, I feel like you'll get aggravated.
You get sick. Like, you get sick of it. I feel like it causes more arguments. No, do you?
Yeah.
And the thing is, when you can trust the person that you're with, even better.
Yeah. And I feel like you should be able to trust people you're with.
I do not like feeling like I need to look at my phone. I need to be checking time.
You shouldn't have to.
I don't have no tracking device. Tony gave me his password to his phone. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
He has to tell me.
I was going
to
say, do y'all got each other's... Do you even got a code on your phone?
I have one, anybody that touches my phone that don't ask me what my code is figures it out.
Yeah, that's some easy shit.
It's literally the easiest shit.
Yeah, I got a code on my phone. It's not that I'm trying to keep shit because I'm by myself. And I don't need to... I ain't hiding shit.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit paranoid, but I think everybody should be. I think it's healthy. I'd be afraid that, like, if somebody take my phone, like, because people don't, you don't realize how much information you have in your phone. Like, if somebody, if the wrong person gets your phone and they know how to hack and stuff, they can get your social, they can get your bank information. Like,
we all
got Cash App. We all got our banking apps that we use on our phone and shit.
That's very true.
So I keep, like, and then I have, like, a private notepad app that I keep, like, just little notes in, but I keep a lock on that because I might have, like, passwords or some shit in there, you know what I mean?
Like, I thought about it to that extent after the fact. But with Apple, when you first set up your phone, you set the password up.
Yeah, that's good that they make you do that.
And now they have, like, the whole, the Face ID. Like, you gotta
Fuck with that type. Oops, I don't fuck with that shit, though. All that facial recognition shit.
Yeah, you gotta do all that shit. You can avoid that, but, like, I just have it to where I can type in my password. But my password is some easy shit. Tony has told me his. And this is, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Because the minute I feel like I gotta check your shit.
Exactly. Bye. That's the problem. Yeah.
Bye bye. I don't got time for that.
But Tony cool though. He ain't gonna be on that fuck shit.
No.
That ain't even his personality.
No.
He got the patience for that type of
First
shit.
First of all, he don't lie well. That's the thing.
How you know he don't lie well?
He don't.
How you know? Stop barking.
He can try to tell a white lie, and I'm like looking at him.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Like, he can tell, like, try to tell a little white lie, and I'd be like, he hit the stuttering.
He probably just bullshitting.
That's just him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his mom told me, like, even when he was younger, like, it's like, I know. So all he got to do is keep, and Tony's a talker, and that's
sometimes
his problem.
Lies is fun.
His problem is he's a talker. What?
Sometimes little lies are fun. Not like big lies. Like,
well, obviously, I know. Like, what type of lie would you consider to be, like, a funny lie?
What? I don't know. Just fun, like lying to your supervisor, lying to your boss or something. Those are fun lies. Lying about
what?
I don't know. Like if they tell you like you don't ever think like if you come to work late and they be like, why were you late? Even though they would never ask that because none of their fucking business. But just thinking of a quick lie, like just to fuck with them, like that type of shit is fun to me.
You know, it's crazy. I can agree to that.
That's the type of shit is fun.
When I got like
miles or you get pulled over by the police or something, you just cool. What, say what?
When you get pulled over by the police.
No, I'm just saying like if you were to get pulled over and you just kept telling
that's one of your lies.
No, I'm just saying like if you were no, if a police officer pulls you over and like you just lie about where you going or some bullshit. I don't know. Just to fuck with them. But what you about to say?
No, I'm saying like I stop stuff like that, like lying to my manager and stuff like that about why I need to come in late or why I need to have a day off. I stopped lying about the shit when I got arthritis and shit.
When
I got arthritis.
Oh.
Only because, like, when I really need that fucking day off, I don't want to jinx myself. And I feel like I have instant karma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't do shit to people. I can't lie about shit. because something happens to me. Like, I feel like instant karma is real at that point.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, at that point, fuck it. If nobody doesn't like my truth, that's not my problem. At least I told the fucking truth.
Yeah, that's true. I'm so weird, like, because, like, if I'm, I don't know, I just think it's fun. Like, well, let me see what I can hit them with.
Right.
But I'm the type of nigga, if I call off and they ask me why I called, I'll just be like, because I needed a day.
At this point,
what you gonna do? Like, I don't like, I don't know, but it's fun, though.
At this point, but, you know, luckily at my job, you know, it's only three of us. The shortest fucking staff that you need to have.
That sucks, though, because if somebody calls off and it's like, damn, now we are.
But, you know, if only at my branch is it okay. Because we're not like, we can manage it. It can be hard, but we can manage it. But like this past week, my manager let me leave at like 3. She was like, you got finals.
Oh, that's nice.
She let me leave on my last final day. And she was like, you said you had a final today. And she was like, I can look at you and you're fucking tired.
Yeah.
You snapping on people.
Rolling your eyes and shit.
Go home.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
Yeah, take your ass
home. And I had Thursday off. So I'm like, perfect.
Oh.
She gave me Thursday off. So I'm like, okay.
That's good.
But that's because I think she did that shit because she knows this is my last week to have that opportunity until after the new year. So mm-hmm. like from starting Monday of next week going into the second week of January, I work Monday through Saturday.
Are they switching your schedule up?
No, that's just what it is because of vacations and shit.
Oh, right.
So, like, I don't get to leave early one day. And when we have those days like that, I don't get to take a normal lunch break. I eat either at my desk or try to sneak behind a teller line.
You're still hourly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was just, listen, because they have something where, like, even if people are salary, like, there's a way that they can, because they get out of the post office, but it's like, even if you salary, like, you can, there's a way they can still get overtime. I think if you, work over a certain amount of, like.
I heard about that rule.
Not every company does it.
I did see, I read an article about a bill they're trying to pass, I believe in July 20 of next year, of new families, like. I don't know if it's just first time parents or it's at new parents. I don't know if it's just any new baby that a family has. But basically, you get a full 3 months off, paid 3 months off.
Somewhere past something like that.
What was that? Not to where it's a requirement, at least.
I was listening to, maybe it might not have been here. I was listening to some podcast and they were talking about some bill about passing. I don't fucking know. I gotta go back and listen. But I do remember something like that.
Maybe we're talking about the same thing.
Probably was a different state, though. It might not have been a nationwide thing.
They did mention it was the state of Florida. So
this is what you're talking about. Shit I'm thinking of.
So
I think it was somewhere
it's
else.
Already been passed somewhere
different
else.
States. Something like that's so dumb that something like that is just so a statewide. Stupid. It should be like a nationwide
thing. Something like that, I feel like, should be natural. Like, it should be everybody following the same motherfucking rule, because ideally, most people that have babies, you only get 6 weeks paid time off. That's not enough time to have with a new child. Like, in my mind, if I got pregnant next year, I'm only taking the 6 weeks, and if I can. I mean, you get more time when you had a C-section or something like that.
Oh, yeah, because I got to cut.
I think it's like you get after your 6 week, you get like half of your pay or something like that for a few weeks. And then after that, if you extend it longer, like that last month, you don't get no pay. That's not fair. That's dumb.
That's crazy.
That's dumb. So I seen that.
The government
and I was
hates women. That's why.
That is very true. I was like, no, pass this motherfucking bill, because not that I'm not family planning no time soon.
Right.
But I don't know what the fuck can happen. And for the people that are trying to plan a family or happen to have a child, I feel like it's only right. Give the mother their proper time.
Yeah, I think it's just like depending on what company you work for or something like that. Yeah. They can just basically just make. It should just be a uniform timetable or time scale, whatever, however you want to say it.
I follow this one girl and she had the whole year off.
Through her job. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying. So
I'm like,
she probably
got
a good ass.
That's even motherfucking better because guess what? Job. That's a year that your child has been able to build their immune systems. You're able to save for their.
How long do it take babies
daycare?
To walk? Can they walk in a year? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so they. I don't know shit about babies.
Girls walk girls start walking sooner than boys do. So, like, a lot of boys don't walk until either their year or a little bit after their year.
I wonder why.
Most girls start walking before their year. Hmm. Coming out of the womb, apparently girls are more advanced than boys. But girls also give women the harder time through their pregnancy.
I wonder why.
Apparently. That's what they say.
Hmm. I'm going to ask Courtney about it. She probably knows about all that. She knows about all that because she was a midwife.
That's just what I hear. Hmm. I don't try to get into too much detail with that shit because I don't want.
That type of shit is just interesting. Like, you're just little stuff. I just like knowing why things are. I don't really even care like that much. Like, I just want to know why. Like, stuff don't, like, the shit that be pissing me off is when I don't know why something is the way it is. Like, I don't even if I don't agree with it. If I know. If you tell me just why your explanation for it is, at least I can be like, okay, well, that's their explanation. But if I just don't know at all, that shit bothers me. I'd rather know and not agree with it than to, like, just not know anything.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But, yeah. Mm. Anyway, I think this has been enough. We gave them enough.
We sure did, y'all.
It was an hour.
Yeah, we started a little late.
Yeah, we started late. I know you got to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I gotta get my shit together.
What time are you heading tomorrow?
Oh, my check-in at the hotel is at 4, so I'm gonna go. Yeah, I ain't gotta like leave early. And I want to wash my car. And I'm gonna go by the hospital see my mama.
Definitely.
I'll probably leave here around like 11 or 12. It's like 3 hours and some change to get there. Mm-hmm. So if I leave around like 12, I'll get there.
Not bad.
Around 4, so I'll probably leave around like 11:30. But yeah. So. This has been episode,
89?
A Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Sharon.
The normal one.
Hopefully we'll get our shit together. We said that last time. We took 2 weeks off. But anyway, it's been a lot of shit.
Sorry, y'all.
But as always, holla at your guala.
Peace out. Fuck yeah!